from English Mojo. Cloak and Dagger English. A surreptitious foreign communication has slipped through the national defenses of Pakistan. It reached targets across the country through an unlikely channel, the Education Ministry. The message was concealed in the rhyming couplets of an acrostic, published in government-approved English language textbooks. Now they've got trouble right there in Islamabad. Trouble that starts with P and ends with H. It's a Big Brother message in verse form, targeted at 16-year-olds, and the Pakistani media jumped all over it. The poem carries hidden in its lines a cipher that the education committees in charge of approving text claim to have missed altogether. The 20-liner titled The Leader is that poetic form whose first letters of each line spell out a message. The acrostic is an ancient form of wordplay. Edgar Allan Poe wrote an acrostic. His spelled out the name of his cousin, Elizabeth. In 2004, Pakistani subject specialist downloaded The Leader from the internet. The poem went on to be approved by an unspecified number of committees, then included in an English language textbook as an anonymous work. It starts off, patient and steady with all he must bear, ready to meet every challenge with care. And its first 9 lines go on to spell out, President. The ode continues with praise for an unnamed leader, and ends, bracing for war but praying for peace, using his power so evil will cease. So much a leader and worthy of trust, here stands a man who will do what he must. The whole adoring acrostic spells out President George W. Bush. Though The Leader is widely reported as anonymous, an English Mojo search of the web turns up Bob at rhlschool.com, an admirer of the U.S. president. Bob says he wrote and posted the poem originally in March of 2003 and had no idea the ministry was using it. He also originally provided a 4-question quiz to go along with the poem. Question number 3 reads, is the author referring to a specific person in this poem? Question number 4, name someone who you believe is or was a great leader. The poem turns out to be good news, with the answer in large capital letters running down the page. It should be an easy A for kids who get quizzed. But it's been bad news for the dyslexic Pakistani Education Ministry. The local media criticized use of the ode, so the ministry responded. Amazingly, its bureaucrats said, the message was a coincidence. Yeah, coincidence. Sensing resistance to the coincidence explanation, the ministry official Tariq Qureshi then promised to remove the poem from the next edition of the textbook. And so, here stands a man who will do what he must. More at EnglishMojo.com.